September 27th, the servant of God, Mary Emanuela, widow, second daughter. Mary Emanuela was a Spanish princess, a descendant of the famous dukes of Medina Sidonia. Her noble rank, the wealth of her family, and her exceptional beauty caused her to give herself up entirely to the world and its vanities. The fact that she remained childless in the married state only made her seek consolation in dissipating diversions and sinful gratifications. But the mercy of God caused a fortunate misfortune to tear her away from the abyss to which she was hastening. With another duchess, she was crossing a bridge when the beam suddenly gave way and the bridge fell into the river. Her companion was hurled into the water and drowned, but Emanuela remained suspended by her clothes from a beam that still stood in its place. In this dangerous predicament, she made a vow that if she were saved, she would change her life and build a Franciscan convent. She was saved and brought to shore unharmed. At once, she began the erection of the Franciscan convent and the church at Seville. And when her husband died, she entered the monastery of the Poor Clares in that city. There she was an object of edification to all the sisters on account of her zeal for penance, also for her humility and her unceasing prayer for the divine mercy. Her desire to make satisfaction for her sins urged her, towards the close of her life, to transfer to a Poor Clare community of stricter observance. There she died in the year 1543. When her grave was opened 40 years later, her body was found incorrupt. On the blessings of misfortune. Consider that the mishap which Emanuela had on the bridge might seem the worst sort of misfortune if viewed from a human viewpoint. In reality, however, it was the greatest good fortune, the means to preserve her from eternal damnation. It often happens that temporal misfortune contributes to a person's eternal welfare. The loss of temporal goods, sickness, and misery, also slander and contempt, even from our friends, help us to recognize the nothingness of everything earthly. It helps us to enter into ourselves and to turn our hearts and our efforts to the one supreme and true good. Sacred history is filled with examples of the sort. Was it not a great misfortune for the prodigal son that he was completely forsaken and indigent? He then entered into himself and returned to his father. How much of such blessed misfortune there is in the world? Consult your own experience. Consider that it can likewise be said that there is much unfortunate good fortune in the world. What everyone praises as great good fortune is often very real misfortune. The servant of God, Emanuela, descended from a very renowned family, was very rich and very attractive. Who would not have considered her very fortunate on that account? And yet, this temporal good fortune was for her an occasion to reach such a pitiable state of soul that later on she could never bewail it sufficiently. O deceptive fortune of the children of men! How often it is a snare which our enemy lays to destroy us in time and in eternity. Ought a Christian really ever desire such good fortune? Consider that, accordingly, we should look upon the toward and the untoward in an entirely different light than that with which the worldly people look upon them. We can serve God as well in sorrow and in poverty, and be truly happy, as in wealth and in prosperity. That is plain from the life of Job. Today, every one of us would rather change places with poor Lazarus than with wealthy Dives. We do not know what is most conducive to our true good fortune. Hence, we should let God rule over us, be grateful to Him for the pleasant things of life, and be resigned in unpleasant circumstances, ever striving for one thing only, to belong to God. To those who love God, all things work together unto good. Romans 8:28. Prayer of the Church. Give ear to our prayers, we beseech thee, O Lord, that through thy grace we may both deserve to be humble in prosperity and safe in adversity. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.